This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. The U.S. Senate is set to open Donald Trump's historic second impeachment trial starting in just a few hours from right now. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has this.
Trump's Senate impeachment trial will open with a question over whether it should even happen. The Senate will spend 4 hours debating whether it's constitutional to try a president who has left office, with Texas Republican John Cornyn reminding everybody it's now ex-President Trump.
A private citizen.
Trump's lawyers say it's unconstitutional, but Cornell expert Michael Dorff says there is precedent.
The Belknap case.
Former Secretary of War William Belknap, who resigned in 1876, hours before he was to be impeached. The Senate still tried him. And top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer says Trump shouldn't get a pass either.
You cannot sweep it under the rug.
Belknap was acquitted, and Trump likely will be as well, since it would take two-thirds of a 50-50 Senate to convict. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Demonstrators against Myanmar's military takeover took to the streets again today in defiance of new rules that make their protests illegal. Crowds gathered and marched in the country's biggest city of Yangon, despite a heightened security presence. As they did so, police were arresting protesters and using water cannons to try to disperse the crowd in Mandalay. In a statement issued during a media briefing, U.S. State Department spokesman Ned Price stated the United States stands with the people of Myanmar and supports their right to assemble peacefully amid mass demonstrations against a military coup in the country on February 5th. Tensions are running high in Haiti today, a day after police clashed with anti-government protesters demanding that embattled President Jovenel Moise